It's a huge music weekend in the region, and frankly, if you live in Lexington, I had a friend from Louisville the other night messaging me saying, "You would come to Forecastle, wouldn't you?" Of course you would, and it would really be a tough choice, for a music fan living here in Lexington, which way you want to go. There's really a lot to choose in either one. At the Forecastle Festival, you have bands like the Black Keys and Alabama Shakes and Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and then at Cincinnati's Bunbury Festival, you have MGMT and The National and Fun, which has been one of the biggest acts of the last couple of years. So if you are a music fan here, you have a lot to choose from this weekend.
And if you are a fan of country music, especially traditional music, there's a production that's being revived by Studio Players in which an actor plays the part of Patsy Cline.
That's right. This was back in 2009. This was the biggest hit ever for Studio Players, which is a theater that has been going for decades in Lexington. But their production of Always Patsy Cline was just outstanding, and it got an audience that it deserved. And so here, about 4 years later, they've decided to pull the cast back together. It will be Heather Parrish playing Patsy Cline and Melissa Wilkerson playing her super fan from Houston back on stage at Studio Players with, all the great Patsy Cline songs that everybody knows and loves, like Crazy and Walking After Midnight. And, one of the things that really struck me about this show, though, was you kind of can get focused on the person playing Patsy and how well they represent Patsy Cline. But the part that I really loved was the fan, because that really brought home to you what a big star this was and what a big name she was and how much she meant to so many people.
But it's very intimidating for an actor to have to kind of step into the shoes of Patsy Cline, or as in the case for Walk the Line, Johnny Cash as well. I mean, they have to be pretty good in order to carry it off.
They do, and they have to play this fine line between giving a credible representation of that star, but not doing a caricature or looking like they're mimicking them. They have to make that person a real person on stage. So, if you looked at Joaquin Phoenix's Johnny Cash, it wasn't exactly Johnny Cash, but it was a real person, and that's why he got a lot of accolades for that. And, I think that's one of the things that Heather pulls off playing Patsy Cline, too. She comes across as a genuine person, and you can really see why people were attracted to this character.
And the Pioneer Playhouse over in Danville, we've talked about them a few times already this spring and summer. They're doing some innovative stuff this year, some new stuff.
They are. They've really, a few years ago, they started an initiative with their late artistic director, Holly Henson, to have a Kentucky-based play every year in their lineup, and or a Kentucky originated play. And this year they actually brought in two. They just finished up their show Tamed, which was a version of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, except it involved the Turtle Man, which was quite a concept. And now they are presenting the world premiere of The Search for Tinker Doyle, which is an original show by Danville playwright Elizabeth Orndorff. And it's part of Danville's Sister Cities program with Carrickfergus, Northern Ireland. And Elizabeth actually went over last fall and spent some time in Carrickfergus working there and meeting people there and getting to know the area, and then came back and wrote this play. And for the play, they have brought over a Northern Ireland actor and musician who is going to be playing in the show, Kieran Cunningham. And he's also going to be performing. He's a musician as well, and he's going to be performing around Danville the next few days as part of an overall Irish festival in Danville. So it's almost like St. Patrick's Day all over again down in Boyle County.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.